Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a senior Garda officer is urging people in Derry and Donegal to stand up to the new IRA and get them out of society. The HSE has confirmed that the closure of the dental clinic at Lifford Community Hospital is a temporary measure to facilitate necessary remedial works. A West Donegal councillor has hit out at Irish Water as he claims the utility has refused to meet with him. And Donegal has one of the lowest burglary rates in the state, according to figures published this morning by PhoneWatch. Those stories to follow on full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a senior Garda officer believes the same people who killed Andrew Allen were also responsible for the death earlier this year of Lyra McKee in Derry. Detective Inspector Pat O'Donnell was speaking after giving evidence yesterday at the inquest of 24-year-old Andrew Allen, who was shot dead in Lisfannan in February 2012 by a group calling itself Republican Action Against Drugs. On today's 9 till noon show, the detective inspector said there was no evidence that Andrew Allen was a drug dealer. He is urging people in Derry and Donegal to stand up to the new IRA and rid them from society.
The organisation that took responsibility for killing Andrew Allen were RAD, Republican Action Against Drugs. They then merged or morphed into the new IRA in Derry, and that's the organisation that are still subjecting the community in Derry to all this hardship and all this grief. They're responsible for everything that goes on in Derry City in terms of those recent bombs, the device found in the Craigan only this week. They're responsible by association with the bomb in Strabane. These people will have to be stopped. They killed Andrew Allen. They killed Lyra McKee. They're still trying to kill people, and they have to be stopped. And I'm calling on the community in Derry to put a stop to this and take them out of society, take the cancer out and put them away in prison where they deserve. They're terrorists, Greg. Mm. They're terrorising the community. People are afraid. And, I mean, when you see the type of individuals these are, I mean, what they do, I mean, the cowardliness of it all. They stand in the shadows and press buttons and fire guns from the shadows. And they cause mayhem and they take away young, innocent lives. I mean, it's only a matter of time till someone else is killed in a similar way. And we, as a society, we have to stand up, and people have to stand up and realise the next time it could be their relation, it could be their son, their daughter gets murdered. I mean, when did they stop? We have to stop them.
The Taoiseach says the general election should be in May next year. Leo Varadkar has told his party it would be the ideal time to go to the polls instead of before Christmas. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Leo Varadkar has said before he thinks May 2020 is the best time for an election, but the prospect of another Brexit extension has had politicians on alert for a snap election here. He told Fine Gael TDs and senators of the party thinking earlier that May 2020 is the ideal date. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue wouldn't be drawn on whether he thinks it's the right idea.
We will be ready for the election, but we're very clear today that all of our focus at the moment is getting ready for Brexit and getting ready for the budget.
But the Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, was throwing lobs at the opposition when quoting a Fianna Fáil Wexford County Councillor.
I want to agree with Councillor Lisa McDonald from Wexford, who has described the Fianna Fáil front bench as an out-of-shape soccer team.
It's unclear if this deal will get until May next year. This week, Micheál Martin said he didn't want to agree an election date at the moment, but neither leader wants to be the one to collapse this government and send people to the polls. Sean Defoe at the Fine Gael Thinking in County Cork.
The British government has been warned the issue of the backstop won't go away even if they crash out of the EU without a deal. Simon Coveney says some way of preventing a hard border and protecting the single market will still need to be found. The Taoiseach conceded that checks on goods will need to happen somewhere in Ireland if there's a no-deal Brexit. But Simon Coveney says that would be a temporary arrangement until something better is found.
This issue doesn't go away just because Britain leaves the European Union without a deal. It will still be central to the discussions, and anything we do to protect Ireland's place in the single market, as far as I'm concerned, is a temporary arrangement while we continue to negotiate.
A West Donegal councillor has hit out at Irish Water as he claims that they have refused to meet with him. Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach says people living in Maharorty, Glasherhugh, Mina Claddy, Derry Connor, Kern Sport and Mean Lara are on numerous occasions going days without water due to bursts in the area. He says he has requested representatives from Irish Water several times to carry out a site visit at the local treatment plant. Councillor McGill-Osbach says it is no longer acceptable.
The sad reality for the residents around Portichorin, Minwera, Glashahu, Derechonor, Curran Sport, because the campers in Ligalier, that they're constantly being disrupted with water out. Just this is due to poor infrastructure, the lack of investment into our infrastructure, the issue with the new treatment plant up in Ardy. And I've consistently have been asking Irish Water to meet me on site. I've also asked last Friday, which was the last time I think I asked them where I was at a meeting where Irish Water was at it, and I asked them to meet me up at the on-site, and I've also requested a meeting at the treatment plant because there's clearly an issue at the treatment plant. Irish Water have emailed me themselves in relation to this here, and there's scores upon scores of outages, and I think the very fact that Irish Water is failing to meet with me, a public representative, or more importantly, failing to meet with the public itself, it shows that it's nothing but pure arrogance and they're being pure dismissive. Again, I think, and I've been consistent in my position on this here, that the water infrastructure should be in the hands of Donegal County Council, because the people from Donegal then have better access to those who make the decision in terms of their water infrastructure. And Irish Water, I believe very strongly, are not meeting the people's expectations.
In response, Irish Water say they have not received a formal request for a meeting with any elected representative about bursts in County Donegal. The utilities say they held a briefing about the Fulcara Gortahort Leakage Reduction Programme works last Friday in Fulcara, where the issue of bursts was raised. They say it is their intention to provide accurate and up-to-date responses to any queries raised by elected representatives as quickly as possible. The HSE has confirmed that the dental clinic at Lifford Community Hospital will only be closed on a temporary basis to facilitate necessary remedial works. Management say the service will continue to operate from alternative locations. As of now, however, they say they cannot give a time frame for the reopening of the practice. No other services at the hospital are affected. Lifford Councillor Jerry Crawford says the focus must now be on getting a clear time frame.
They have confirmed what we have been led to believe, I think that was owed to the service users, not just the people who have had appointments, to the wider community. That explanation was necessary. But what's outstanding is their commitment to give a time frame. That may not be possible today, so I would be urging them and need to be watching very closely that aspect of it, that they come as quickly as possible and give a time frame as to when those services can be provided back to the people of the catchment area of Lifford, Rathfarnham, St Johnstone. We can keep it on the agenda and keep asking, but it's important that the answers that we get back are relevant and that they're factual and that they're forthcoming as quickly as possible.
The HSE statement is stressing that this service is external to the hospital itself and doesn't in any way impact on other services at the hospital. This is very much a standalone issue. Do you take any solace or comfort in that?
I don't know if they intend that to be solace or not. They probably do. They're making the point that this is an independent service separate from the hospital. But nevertheless, it's within the hospital compound. It's within the complex of Lifford Hospital. And it's concerning when anything takes place there, albeit that they say a temporary basis, it causes the people to be concerned because of the lack of progress on the promise to maintain the services in Lifford post 2021.
Donegal has one of the lowest burglary rates in the state, according to figures published this morning by Formwatch. Dublin is the county with the most burglaries over the past decade. Sarah Jane Tobin reports.
According to new research, one in five properties in the capital has been targeted by burglars since 2009. The home monitoring system Phonewatch carried out the study, which found that there is an east-west divide in the country. Dublin was followed on the list by the commuter counties Louth, Kildare and Wicklow. Kerry has the lowest burglary level, with the equivalent of just one in every 19 properties targeted, closely followed by Donegal and Mayo. In total, almost a quarter of a million burglaries were recorded in Ireland between January 2009 and December 2018. But there's been a major decrease for more than 2 years, with massive Garda investigations such as Operation Thor into burglary gangs across the country.
In Donegal, the figures show there were 3,716 burglaries between 2009 and 2018, a rate of 5.8%, equivalent to one in every 17 properties. That compares to a national rate of 13.4%, one in every seven properties. Serious concern has been raised over the standard of the Letterkenny to Milford Road, with calls for road funding to be restored to pre-austerity levels. Donegal County Council says there is no money for works at the moment, but the road will be considered should funds become available. Councillor Liam Blaney says despite numerous promises, no money has been forthcoming from Dublin. He believes this reflects a wider issue of reduced roads funding from central government.
It's the busiest non-national road in the county, as far as I understand. There has been small amounts of money spent on it from Woodland School to the Silver Tassie up as far as Castle Shannon School the last 10 or 12 years, but from there right down to Milford, the road is a lot narrower and a lot of surface need to be replaced, and due to the amount of traffic is using it, and I think that we need to get some kind of programme for straightening some of the bad bends on the road and widening parts of it and resurfacing the whole road again.
Do you think it's then a case that maybe not enough consideration is being given to the vast amount of traffic who are using that road?
Well, maybe part of it, but we are underfunded as far as roads are concerned in this county, and in this electoral area I believe we're being underfunded as well, and over this last number of years the roads funding has not increased as much, it has decreased in a number of years prior to that, so we're in a situation where we're getting a lot less funding for our roads than we used to be getting, and that has to change. Until it does change, we're in a battle here to try and keep the roads up to standard they're at, and we chat about improving them, and I think that we should be holding our local minister responsible, because we did meet him here. He was to set up deputations, which was not done with the Transport Minister, Shane Ross, and they should be requested to come in front of us again and explain why this hasn't happened and why we've been underfunded so much in this part of the county.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international soccer. And Republic of Ireland under 21 manager Stephen Kenny has been hospitalised in Sweden. The FAI say he became unwell on the way home from a side 3-1-1 away to Sweden on Tuesday night. Following examinations by the FAI medical staff, it was decided he stayed in Sweden for treatment at a local hospital. A statement from the association says Kenny's expected to be discharged in the coming days. Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino has urged fans to be patient with the progress of Troy Parrott. There have been renewed calls for the 17-year-old to be handed a Premier League debut following his brace for the Ireland under-21s this week. Spurs are without summer signing Giovanni Lo Celso until next month due to hip injury, but Pochettino says fans shouldn't be put under pressure on Parrott.
I think now it's a process that he needs to be relaxed. If we put too much pressure, we are going to force or to push him to make a mistake, and that is what we don't want.
Ahead of this weekend's EA Sports Cup final, Derry City have been given a boost with the news that Ali Gilchrist has agreed an extension with the Brandywell club. The Scottish centre-half will stay with the Candy Stripes until the end of next season. He could lift his first piece of silverware with the club in Saturday's decider against Dundalk. Speaking of Dundalk, they will have to travel to Sligo Rovers in the semi-finals of the FAI Cup. The draw was made this morning with the other last four tie, handing a home draw against Shamrock Rovers to the winners of Crumlin United and Bohemians. Those sides meet in the quarterfinal clash on Monday at Richmond Park. Both last four games will be played on the week ending the September 29th. In the Ulster Senior League Cup, there's one game tonight. It's at the Dry Arch Park. Bunnygee United are playing Derry City Reserves. Kick-off time there to that one is at 7:45. And there's also two games tonight as well in the Northwest Women's Super League. Laggan Harps host Swilly Rovers and Kildaff take on Ellis Celtic. The times for the Donegal Senior Championship matches this Saturday have been confirmed. Some have been moved because of the All-Ireland Football Final replay. St Michael's against Gweedore is going ahead at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. That Group A tie will be live here on Highland Saturday Sport. I'll be joining commentary by Brendan Devaney. Milford will take on Glenfinnan at the same time at 3:30, with Dunloe against Neve Connell staying at its original throw-in time of 6:30. As for the intermediate games, Éire against St Nolls is at 3:30, while Downing's v Naoimh Wara and Naoimh Colum Kill against Spurt, they start at 6:30. There's also changes to the junior games. Naoimh Padraic Lifford against Carndonagh is put back to 8:30. At 4 o'clock, Convoy will take on Urus, and Mavoll are making the short trip to Naoimh Padraic Muff, and that one has been brought forward to 3 o'clock. Former Kerry footballer Mike Quirk is set to be confirmed as the new Laois senior football manager. Should he be ratified next Monday, Quirk will take the reins from another Kerryman, John Sugrue. In golf, Gavin Moynihan is 4 shots off the lead on the opening day of the KLM Open. He's in the clubhouse on 2-under following a round of 70 in Amsterdam. Padraic Harrington shot a 1-under round 71. Out on the course, Paul Dunne and Michael Hoy are 1-over, while Callum Shinkwine of England is the clubhouse leader at 6-under par. Finally, in cricket, Australia won the toss and elected to put England into bat first on the opening day of the 5th Ashes Test at the Oval. A short time ago, the hosts were sitting on 205 for the loss of 7, with 65.5 overs played. Next sport in Highlands tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Adele McBride, a well-known knitwear designer from Donegal, claims that her intellectual property and the intellectual property of others is consistently being stolen by larger commercial companies without any recognition or repayment. Speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show, she explained the impact this practice has on her business and the businesses of others.
When you take someone's idea or creative expression, it's the same as you took the loaf from there, you know, from their table, because you are stealing something that has been developed over time. Brand and the process to deliver brand is a slow building block process. And when someone jumps in at you know, when the roof's about to go on that and takes part of that, it's definitely time to speak up.
Councillors in Inishowen say the minister with responsibility for flooding has still not revisited the area months after promising to do so. In the meantime, they say rivers remain clogged with no clarity as to who can clear them, while in Buncrana there are residents who are fearful every time there is heavy rain because their homes are still unprotected 2 years after the floods of 2017. Councillor Rena Donaghy says the fact that Buncrana hasn't been prioritised is a major concern, and the senior minister Kevin Boxer Moran honours his promise to come back, the better.
Donegal County Council has written to him on 3 separate occasions. Deputy McConnell Ogue has also met with him and asked him to meet with the flood group from Buncrana. He promised everything that he could possibly do when the floods took place in 2017. Nothing has happened since, and we have the people living along the Crana River in Buncrana and along the Mull River and in other parts of Inishowen as well, who are living in fear. 2 weeks ago we had that heavy flooding and it was almost at the level that it had been at 2 years ago. Those people are living on their nerves. We have not been one of the 6 towns that have been prioritised for the county. Although it is in the seaframes, it's approximately 10 years away before we're going to get any work done. That's no good, and we need it prioritised.
It's very telling that the issues being discussed at municipal district level this week are exactly the same issues that were discussed 2 years ago. Rivers being blocked, not enough work being done on that, not enough flood defences forthcoming.
Absolutely. The rivers are still chock-a-block with all types of debris. We asked the OPW, will they clean them? They say it's not their responsibility. It's bureaucracy after bureaucracy.
Finally, there was a major pilot programme carried out in Cross Malina to provide flood defences there. Buncrana very interested in emulating that. No further progress there either.
No further progress, and we have asked the question, how did Cross Malina get the money? And good luck to them for getting the money. They qualified for flood barriers for each house in the town of Cross Malina. We want to find out, how can we apply for the same funding as the people in Cross Malina got? It's not a big ask.
There are calls for the introduction of an annual book grant for all schools. Concerns around the continuation of funding for book rental schemes have been highlighted at the Joint Committee on Education and Skills today. The scheme has assisted parents with back-to-school costs and created greater accessibility to school books for pupils. But Seamus Mulcroney from the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association says the scheme is an additional task for school management.
The operation of a textbook rental scheme is both an organisational and a time-intensive process, which is carried out by voluntary groups of parents, school staff, or a combination of both. Oversight and organisation of the scheme is an additional task for school management. Given the continual workload increases placed upon school principals, leadership teams, and boards of management,
In the Shaw Municipal District has been told that not enough is being done by the Office of Public Works to implement improvements at Angrenion of Alia, with Councillor Jack Murray saying he is losing faith. Just over 2.5 years ago, the OPW promised that a conservation management plan would be drawn up and implemented at Angrenion, but Councillor Murray says there's been no progress since then. Councillor Murray believes that Donegal County Council should now effectively go it alone.
We've been waiting for a conservation management plan for years now. We've waited for an update month on month at our municipal district meeting, and we keep being told that it's imminent, and this is years waiting on it, and I'm starting to lose faith that the OPW are going to do anything on the Green and Avalia, which in my personal belief it should be the top tourist attraction in County Donegal. It's got so much potential, and I just really don't think we're utilising it enough. I think we should be putting nice, tasteful information signage which visitors and tourists can learn about the history of what's such a historically significant site and such a spectacularly beautiful location. I think we should be looking at maybe imagery and signage that can explain to people what the view they're looking at, point out Birdcastle, point out Muckish or the Blue Stacks way off in the distance in Shailand, and explain people, because we've visitors going up there, there's no tour guide, there's very, very little signage, very little information, and we should be doing so much more.
Can Donegal County Council go it alone to a certain extent? Because as you've pointed out, the council owns the car park. There is a certain amount the council can do off its own bat.
Exactly, the council owns the car park, so we should be going in. We should be going in and doing it. The OPW have said that the conservation management plan would be, I suppose, would solve any delays in it, but clearly they've no interest in putting forward this conservation management plan at all. So I think we need to stop waiting. We as Donegal County Council own the car park. We should go in, put in information, signage, and we should be doing everything that we can to make Green Avalia the top class tourist destination that it can be.
The Health Minister has welcomed a report which shows that Ireland's cancer survival rates have more than doubled in 2 decades. However, Simon Harris says that the study also recognises the challenges we still face in improving outcomes for cancer patients. The report shows survival rates here still lag behind the best performing countries, while we're ranked last when it comes to ovarian cancer. Dr. Robert O'Connor from the Irish Cancer Society says more work still needs to be done.
There's a recognition here that really the focused investment in cancer expertise has really paid off, but that we have to redouble our efforts and keep pace with other countries' investments if we want to give the best opportunity to everybody in our community for a good outcome after a cancer diagnosis.
Projects across the Northwest are being urged to apply for funding under the Regional Enterprise Development Fund. Funding of up to €5 million is available. Daniel Brennan has more.
Enterprise Ireland are looking for applications from projects looking for funding from the Regional Enterprise Development Fund. The fund is an open competitive call for businesses across the Northwest to stimulate and support regional projects and initiatives, and is provided by the Department of Business, Enterprise and Innovation through Enterprise Ireland. They are seeking applications for projects in 3 different categories: strategic change projects, which are major projects with a high impact on regional development; regional strengthening projects, which are aimed at filling gaps in regional enterprise; and enterprise clustering projects, aimed at further growing established business clusters. Applications close at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, September 25th.
For weather night, bright and dry with sunny spells this evening. Dry tonight under mostly clear skies. Mist patches will form towards dawn and in mainly light westerly breezes, with lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a senior guard officer believes the same people who killed Andre Allen were also responsible for the death earlier this year of Lyra McKee in Derry. Detective Inspector Pat O'Donnell was speaking after giving evidence yesterday at the inquest of 24-year-old Andre Allen, who was shot dead in Lisfranc in February 2012 by a group calling itself Republican Action Against Drugs. A West Donegal councillor has hit out at Irish Water as he claims they have refused to meet with him. Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbeck says people living in Maharorty and surrounding areas are on numerous occasions going days without water due to bursts in the area. The HSE has confirmed that the dental clinic at Lifford Community Hospital will only be closed on a temporary basis to facilitate necessary remedial works. Management say the service will continue continue to operate from alternative locations. And Donegal has one of the lowest burglary rates in the state, according to figures published this morning by PhoneWatch. In the county, the figures showed there were 3,716 burglaries between 2009 and 2018, a rate of 5.8%, equivalent to one in every 17 properties. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, September the 12th. The death has taken place of Peter Walsh, better known as Junior, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving his home on Saturday morning at 10:30 for funeral mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler. Burial afterwards in Sheshie O'Neill Churchyard. The death has taken place of Dermot O'Donnell, Fox Hills, Carnamugga, Letterkenny, formerly Railway Road, St Johnston and the United Kingdom. Remains will arrive at St Bathan's Church, St Johnston tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral mass in St Bathan's on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery in the family plot. The death has occurred of Helen Elizabeth McKinney, Oatlands, Letterkenny. Helen's remains will repose at her home, Oatlands, Letterkenny, from 12 noon until 9 o'clock tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations of which to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. House private with family and friends welcome. Committal will be strictly private. The death has taken place of Robert Lowry, late of Dullerton Road. Funeral leaving his son's home at 29 Drumenny Road, Burndennet, at 12:30 on Saturday afternoon for 1 o'clock service in Mahara Mason Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in Mountcastle Cemetery. House private, family flowers only, donations if desired, to Melmount Manor Nursing Home. And the death has taken place of Joseph McLaughlin, Glackmore, Chur Muff. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please.